The topic of today's blog is without a doubt one of the most important things we can learn to do properly if we're going to have good relationships. In fact, I would go as far as to say that it would be pretty impossible to have a well-balanced and meaningful relationship without knowing how to do it and do it well. I remember learning about why saying sorry was so important and how to do it properly, and the power and freedom it brought me was enormous, and I want to share that with you today. I'm Nikki Green. I'm a psychotherapist, a sexual marital therapist, and an affairs expert. In my work with couples, there's often one of them who feels like they're the one who's always saying sorry, and that usually the only way to fix things between them is to apologize. In fact, oftentimes the reason that they end up coming to see me is because that person has just stopped doing it. They got so fed up with it, and instead it got replaced by either heated arguing or long periods of icy silence. What they probably don't realize is that in general, their life outside of the relationship is actually so much easier because they can say sorry, especially if they're doing it properly. And we'll get into that later. But that doesn't help the misery they're feeling if the person that they love can't say it back. So why is it so difficult for so many of us to say sorry? Well, firstly, most of us grew up in families where our fathers, and oftentimes our mothers too, were so power-centric that when things went wrong, someone had to be held responsible. That was the way their parents had done it, and probably their parents' parents too. Anyway, the person who was deemed to be the responsible one was the loser, and often they were either punished or at the very least berated. Apologizing in a situation like that would have been tantamount to admitting that you were wrong, and therefore it was not a good survival strategy. So there you have two very good reasons not to apologize. One is fear, and the other is shame. Another good reason is something I've talked about in my last blog, which is not being able to separate our intention from our behavior. You know, many of us didn't grow up in families who did that for us. We weren't guided by parents who, when we inadvertently messed up, lovingly and patiently explained the effect of our mindless behavior on them, or the people we had affected, so that we could have a good think about it without feeling bad or ashamed, and then just choose to act differently next time. Most of us were told off, and the implication was that there was something wrong with us, that we were stupid or naughty or lazy or whatever. And not just something wrong with what we did. Our mistakes began to define us. Told that enough time by our parents, teachers, or friends, it becomes imprinted on how we see ourselves as people. It makes sense that soon we find it too difficult and shameful to even admit we're wrong, or that we acted mindlessly and just apologize without feeling that it means there's something deeply wrong with us. Especially to our spouse, whose validation is the most important thing to us. I think another reason saying sorry is so difficult is that often the person telling us what we did wrong comes from a power-centric family too. Instead of saying something like, you know it wasn't your intention to hurt me just then, but when you ignored what I said, it really made me feel small and unimportant. Oftentimes, instead, they point a finger at us and their tone of voice implies that there's something wrong with us. And then, of course, we get into the defense mode, full of self-righteous indignation for having been accused of intentionally doing something hurtful. And, of course, what comes next isn't pretty. It's really tricky, isn't it? It's pretty easy to imagine how wars get started, don't you think? When I realized that I could just apologize to someone for inadvertently hurting them and that it didn't actually mean that I was a bad person or that I had intended to hurt them, it gave me such a huge sense of freedom. and a very powerful tool to help to de-escalate the poor person that I'd unwittingly upset. We were able to mend the rift and just move on. Our relationship all the stronger because of it. I could just choose to recognize that it was just me behaving mindlessly, and that I was actually open to hearing about what effect my behavior had on them, so that I could choose not to do it again. Sorry, thank you, let's move on. Suddenly, I was able to interact with people in a much healthier way and stop burning bridges like I'd done so often when I was younger. So here are some things to keep in mind to make a really effective apology. One, if they're pointing a finger at you or obviously angry, try and be empathetic and realize that they too came from a power-centric family. It's very difficult not to react, so give yourself a huge pat on the back if you manage it, and make it your goal for next time if you didn't. Number two, don't just say sorry in a knee-jerk fashion, just to keep the other person quiet or off your back. They'll sense that it's not genuine and will probably keep bringing it up for the next 20 years. And that's if they've stuck around that long. Until you've taken the time to really listen to them and understand what you're apologizing about, saying sorry is in essence just giving lip service. And they feel that too. Number three, listen to them and just empathize while they vent without taking it personally. Yes, it's difficult, but it's a very worthwhile goal. If you explore the why they're upset with an open curiosity, they'll soon get calmer because they'll feel listened to and acknowledged, and they won't need to fight or shout to be heard. This is very empowering for you. Just give it a try sometime. You don't need to agree with them. You just need to accept that they feel that way. Even if you don't totally believe they've got all the facts, or if you think that they're blatantly changing things or making the facts wrong, facts are relative. Don't get stuck in whose reality is the right reality, or you'll get horribly sidetracked. In the early days, when I first taught my husband how to do this, and I called it listening me out of my tree, and he found it a really empowering tool, which obviously he's perfected over time, and it allows him to be proactive, not reactive, and really helps improve the situation when we get upset. Okay, so that brings me to number four. When you've inadvertently upset someone, really try and stay with them and explore. It'll be all about the effect that your mindless behavior had on them. Notice that I keep using the word mindless, not thoughtless, which is pejorative. Mindless just means that you weren't thinking about what effect your behavior has had. Your mind was elsewhere. It doesn't mean you're stupid, selfish, thoughtless, etc. And you don't need to give yourself a hard time about it, or indeed accept the judgment that they may place on you for what you did. When they're in their initial hurt, angry, reactive place. Number five, empathically listen to and explore their reality, which may very well be different to yours. Don't get stuck in whose reality is the right reality. If you feel you're being unfairly judged, put it on a mental post-it note in the back of your mind and talk about it later. Once you've fully explored with them and they feel heard and understood, you should then be ready to open-heartedly say something like, "Well, I can see how my mindless behavior has affected you and made you feel so hurt, humiliated, angry, scared, sad, etc. It wasn't my intention at all, and I am very sorry to have caused you to feel that way. I will certainly keep that in mind in future." Number six, don't say, "I'm sorry, but." The "but" always takes away anything good. It's the same if you give a compliment. Adding a "but" to it just destroys it. Worse, it turns it into a criticism instead. Often we say, I'm sorry, but, because we feel we're being unfairly accused. In fact, often we have been, as most people like to place an intention on our behavior. You did that on purpose, or you did that because you don't love me, or you did that because you think that I didn't do such and such. To just say sorry feels like we're admitting we're wrong. Instead, make a mental note to talk about the way they've misperceived your intention later, and just stick with their upset at this time. They're in no fit state to help right now, so do yourself a huge favor and take it to them at a time where they'll be more likely to be able to help you, like after you've helped them, by listening, acknowledge, and apologizing to them first. Number 7, send yourself some love to your injured child within, the one who got blamed whenever he or she did something mindlessly and were treated as if they had intentionally done it and that they were somehow bad or a failure. Be gentle with ourselves and accept that we're human and that sometimes we mess up. It makes the whole process easier. It also allows us to be more gentle with the people we love too, or the ones that we have inadvertently upset. As long as we're learning from our mistakes and not making the same ones over and over, it's okay to make mistakes. Number 8. If they don't accept your apology, you could try number 4 above again and really make sure that you're staying with them and not getting stuck in your own stuff. If they still won't accept it, let them know how much effort you're putting into trying to apologize because you really care about them and the relationship, and ask them to please acknowledge that. You can also ask them if they feel that you really understand what it is that they're so upset about. If they feel you understand them, but they still won't accept your apology, you can even tell them that you're going to give up hope of ever being able to fix this, and that you don't want to keep on trying to apologize and get rejected. Please click the link below if you'd like to download your own printable apology cheat sheet, outline the exact steps you need to take in order to apologize. And you can have this on hand anytime you find that you need to fix things if you've inadvertently upset someone. Your spouse and kids, if you've got them, will love you for it. Well, there you have it. If you or someone you know has trouble saying sorry, I hope this has been both illuminating and empowering for you. If you have some comments or questions, or you've given it a try, I'd really love to hear about it. As always, keep it real.